Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Tell me how.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Well, all right. And again, it's a big, big welcome to all of you guys for being part of this morning experience right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I've got Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes, officially. And big, big, big morning it is. And the first hour. Yes. It is the first hour of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and folks know that we're on from 6 to 9 each weekday morning, and that's 3 hours in the first hour. We have a lot of wonderful showcase items that we especially kind of put together for the radio show. Mid-show is live, host chat.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Great conversation.
Yes, with all of us. And then, of course, you know what comes up in the third hour. It is known as
our spotlight hour.
Absolutely. And we have such great folks, great specific interviews and all of that that we put together. But I'm excited. I'm excited.
So am I.
We chatted with thousands of guests on our broadcast. We've really made a stake. You know, we have really put forth the effort to connect with people on the show. And we really owe all to you guys, the fans of the show, for helping to keep us motivated.
Thank you so much. Yes,
absolutely.
For tuning in and for supporting us. Yes. Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And so this is where we're going to, you know, we're going to put our wonderful new things and additional space right here. And then we've got some great classic pieces we're going to replay in the first hour. And as we open up our vaults, Nicole Marie, I think it's great that we get that opportunity to replay some of our favorites and your fan favorites, your favorites as well.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love hearing some of the favorites. Yes, it's always good to go back and listen to those. Yes.
Yeah. And so just want to thank the advertisers who support this show.
Thank you.
Without you, we wouldn't be here, literally. So
exactly.
Remember, you guys can be a guest or advertise on the Hair Radio Morning Show and reach folks all over the world as well with your gifts, your gifts, but yes, your product and services. So listen, I want you guys to just keep it right here. We're going to just keep rolling out today's broadcast. And there's a lot more to get into, Nicole Marie. Yes. I'm happy to say. So enjoy.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making Black progress. Stay tuned.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. and we are celebrating the Year of the Family. Listen weekdays to catch our original programming with special guests and amazing topics for your entire family. Health, wealth, wellness, and so much more. It's the YOTF right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're going to love it. And now, back to our show.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Siobhan DeSeer, it is my great honor to bring you back to the show today from Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. Good morning again to you. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on today.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Listen, I want to jump right on in on this topic. This is something that's been very big, and it's been kind of weighing on me as a topic I wanted to cover on the broadcast. And so it's really easy. It's all about kind of preserving the look as far as the clients go once they leave your chair. So today's topic talk with Siobhan DeSeer and Kara Hines is how to make sure that the style that you just received at your favorite hair salon lasts after you've left the salon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And we can, this can also lend itself to after you leave the barbershop. So these are some great at-home tips or some aftercare that we can talk about. So let's kind of get started. Okay, first of all, Siobhan Desir, my question to you, when clients come into the shop, are they necessarily thinking about aftercare, or are they just in the moment and just want to look good when you put that mirror in front of them and they say, oh, wow?
Yeah, you
is
know,
that
honestly,
all that they're looking for at that moment?
I'm thinking that it's a bit of both. You know, you come in, you want to, whether you're getting a new look or what have you, you want it to look great. And then, of course, you want to maintain it. You spend some money on your hair. So you want to know how you can keep this hair looking amazing. So definitely. Now, the answer to that question would definitely depend upon what style you have, what techniques or, you know, what tips you may need. So as you mentioned, the barbering. Okay, so let's say if you have your hair is cut short on the sides, right? Are you natural? Is it relaxed? You know, these are other things or tidbits that we need to know what's going on with your hair. In either case, I would say a brush is your friend. Brushing the hair on the sides, if you have like a low cut, very good. Just to keep it nice and laid, you know, and then you just tie it down and you're good to go. Now, what's going on with the top? Is it curled? Is it curly? Is it, you know, do you have some hot curls going in? Is it locked, you know? So these are other things that we have to look at. So if you have locks, then I would recommend that you use, if, you know, if you're a female, you might, well, male or female, I guess it really doesn't matter, but a satin type cat or maybe a, even what they call the do-rag, you could put that on.
Well, I'm a male and I have a satin cap, so.
Yes. You
okay,
say you have a
satin, so I guess I
which one are you
those.
Using?
I have my own, and plus I have a do-rag, but I also have my specific silk cap. Now, can you tell everybody while we're talking about that in this moment, then we can get back to that, but what's the importance of a satin type cap?
Well, what it is, a lot of times if you're sleeping and you have a pillowcase and it's not the proper material, you can lose a lot of moisture, you know, cause a lot of breakage and all like that. Some people don't like to put anything on their hair. So if you don't want to cover it down, then you might want to make sure you change your pillowcase to either silk or satin pillowcase. So you can, you know, you don't have to worry about putting anything on it because a lot of times, you know, sometimes you don't want to wear that bonnet or silk cap or whatever when you're laying down. So you might need to just, you know, get a pillowcase, you know, switch it up so you'll still maintain your look.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And the silk or satin, like Siobhan said, believe me, it is fantastic. You don't even realize because that traction that happens naturally when you're using those other types of materials or other fabrics, that really can lend itself to breakage and damage.
Yes.
So I'm all in. I'm all in.
And let me tell you, Carrie, is something because, you know, as we mentioned, breakage, and some people might be listening and hearing, okay, with a pillowcase and this and that with breakage. You know, when you have a head full of hair, probably not that much of a concern. Oh, I have a head full of hair. But the truth is, some people, because everyone's different circumstances, but just imagine if your hair is thin already. Well, baby, you are not trying to lose a strand. So you have to try to hold on. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Mm. Siobhan Desir, you are killing it this morning. So talking about this, and you know what? And this is a big thing. So that's one of the big tips when you leave the salon. Make sure that your night care is all in. And
it's
I call it 100.
Absolutely.
Make sure it's 100. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
because
go ahead, Siobhan, please.
Yeah, just to touch on that a little bit, because the truth is, you should have a consultation with your professional before the service as well as after. You got to close out, so you'll know exactly what regimen or what you need to do until your next visit.
Now, in that initial consultation with your professional, what are some of the things that you talk about? So when do you bring up the subject of the aftercare? Is that in the closing consultation, or is it covered at the top?
I think you touch on it a little bit of both because, right, if you're a new client coming in, I need to know a bit about you and your lifestyle, you know, so I'll get a gist of what style may work for you. Because if you're really active, you're in the gym every day, you're working out, or let's say you're playing football or you're on a basketball team or you're an athlete or whatever you're into, I really need to know what's going on so I know what type of style we're doing so you can have the, you know, longevity in whatever hairstyle we choose for your hair goals, and you tell me a little bit about what's going on with your hair, what are your concerns, and then we go from there.
Now, Siobhan, this year, when it comes to aftercare, after they've left the salon, you've hooked them up with the style of their dream. They're ready for their close-up, as we say. What about the products? How important does the role of hair products play in the aftercare process?
I think it's very important. Again, there's no one-size-fits-all for anybody. So a lot of times it has to be custom. We're in a day where, you know, you could pull up a video and you see everyone bouncing around with false expectations on certain products, and they'll have you believe like your hair is going to grow down to the floor overnight. No such thing. You know what I mean? The truth is it depends on your hair texture, keeping the scalp stimulated, very important.
And moisturized,
depending on your hair texture, you have to know, because too much of anything is not good. So you
exactly.
have to kind of, and everyone's hair is different, so it's hard. Like a lot of times I tell people, watch your hair and learn your hair, because no one really knows your hair better than you. You wear it every day.
Mm.
So when you come in, you're telling me what you're going through with your hair, and then we'll go from there. You know, so
I'm loving
good
it.
Stuff there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very, very special guest today in our hairstylist spotlight is someone you know very well. Her name is Siobhan Desir, and she is the person behind Roots Rock Salon. You've heard the commercials right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it is my great honor to welcome you again to our broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me again. And I want to give a big welcome to all the listeners out there. If you have any concerns of your hair and your hair regimen, feel free to reach out to me for a consultation free of charge. And we can do a Zoom consultation, no problem. And I'll help to guide you if you need any of my assistance. I'm here for you.
Yes. Now, generally, we send everybody to our Hair Radio online community, but you are also out there as well on social media. And why don't you give everybody, if you don't mind, please share your contact information. We have a lot of folks
sure.
who are in this neck of the
yes.
woods.
Thank you. They could always reach me at rootsrocksalon.com, rootsrocksalon.com.
Yes. And that's spelled R-O-O-T-S. rocksalon.com. So we want to make sure that that's clear. Very good. Okay, Siobhan Desir. I'm always excited about this. And so now, what about the internet? So
yeah.
talking about aftercare, are you a proponent of your clients, okay, after they've left out of Roots Rock, going to YouTube University, grabbing all the latest tips from folks who may or may not be licensed cosmetologists. Probably 98% are not at YouTube University. They're just going in, okay, with
yeah,
all kinds
yeah.
of tips and all that. What do you say about that, Siobhan? How do you feel as a licensed cosmetologist?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not against it. You know, if that's what they choose to do, they can. The only thing is, you know, a lot of times if they come back and they ask me things about it, I'll give them my professional advice, because you don't want them doing anything. Let's say, in other words, you don't want them going home and putting a whole bunch of Gorilla Glue on their hair or anything like that. So, you know, It's good to be knowledgeable.
And if you mentioned Gorilla Glue, we have to talk about Dr. Obeng. But yeah, you don't want them to need Dr. Obeng, who is the one who rescued Jessica Brown from the Gorilla Glue Girl.
So it's okay to look and see what's going on. And you might see something you like, which is always a perk. And as a professional, I can look and say, okay, all right, well, let's, you know, accomplish this way. And just give you the healthiest method to, you know, obtain whatever it is you're looking to do.
Now, what about the seasons? Does that play into it? You know, whether it is the warmer seasons that we're about to get into with spring and summer, or is it that you are just battling through the cold season? Does the aftercare vary? Like certain things you might need to do in certain seasons that you don't have to do in other seasons?
Yeah,
does that make
well,
a
listen,
difference?
It does. Honestly, if you're a natural and it's hot, like a desert out there, really hot, yeah, there are certain styles you might, you know, have to switch up a little bit from the summer to the winter, let's say, or spring and fall. So, yes, of course, it will play a part in it. But in terms of hair growth and maintaining length and breakage and all like that, that is more connected to having a regimen. You know, sticking with doing your trims is necessary, sticking with keeping moisture in, sticking with, you know, not letting it get dry, watching how much stuff you put in it, making sure you're taking the right vitamins and minerals for your system, trying to maintain stress levels. So there's a lot. There's a lot of contributing factors.
Eating and water.
Yes. Lots and lots of water and fiber.
And eating.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Those things have endless benefits. And most of all, your ends. So I'm loving this. Okay. This is fantastic talk today. So, you know, we love having Siobhan Desir every time you come to the show. It's always something new. One of the other things I always tell everybody about is that you do a lot of promotional work with advertising out there. You have things that help right at Roots Rock Salon. So this is something really nice. Now, what do you say? What about to your hair professionals, your colleagues in the industry? Any tips for them on how
they can promotions? Let me tell you something. I'm a firm believer in you leave things to those who are best at it. I am not a promotion specialist, so I reach out to the best of the best to handle my promotions. And the secret to that, if you're looking for it, are you waiting? Should I be tight-lipped or should I tell my secret? Do you have a drum roll for me?
You should let them have it, Siobhan.
Do you have a drum roll for me there?
I'll find one.
Okay. So my secret ingredient is I let Hair Radio handle it all because I am too busy working and studying in the field of hair and cosmetology to find out what's new, you know, and what's coming up, and that's what I'm going to focus in on.
Well,
so
I appreciate that,
and it's the truth. I personally believe that when it comes to things, you know, you have to let those who are best at it handle it, and then especially in this case for me. But for everyone, you know, that this is it. It's just easier for me. It saves me time, and I get the results that I need to see.
Well, I go back to starting a long time ago in this industry of hair industry beauty promotions. And I remember talking hair promotions when I got started, and this is back in the 90s and then in the early 2000s. And most of the stylists at the time, remember this was pre-social media. There was YouTube wasn't around for decades, wasn't a gleam in anybody's eyes at that time.
So
do you remember, Siobhan, how it was such a challenge to get the stylists and the people in the hair business to know what hair promotions were all about? Now we take for granted. People call me on the phone, Carrie, I want this, I want that. I need this, I need that, I need da-da-da-da-da. Can you design this for me? Can you work that? How's that product? Can I have that? What show are you doing? Da-da-da-da-da.
And I think a lot of it comes to the point when you look back then, you might have had what were we using back then? Were we using Nextels or, you know, the little chirp phones or were we using
I forgot that. You really go in.
right. I'm telling myself, but it's okay. I'm gracefully accepting it. So you know, back then we didn't really have internet access on the cell phones. And, you know, lucky enough, if you had a laptop or a computer and it wasn't really much action going on, so to speak, I think this thing really blew out the water once we were able to, you know, start up with the, what did they have,
social
the MySpace,
media.
The Facebook, yeah. and the internet. When the internet came to the palm of our hand, it pretty much changed the game on everything.
Well, I'll say the internet, I agree with you, but more specifically
mm-hmm.
social media. Because
right.
first, remember, it was that information superhighway, and that used
yeah.
to get all clogged up with all kind of crazy talk on hair care, and it was not very helpful at that time,
mm-hmm.
per se.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wrote that article for the New York Challenge newspaper, Should You Trust Your Hair Care to the Internet? Nowadays,
yeah.
you look, there's a whole different level to that. The only part, and I've talked with other stylists who've been on the show about it, but the only part to that is that just bear in mind you want to get good, healthy information, and you want to follow the advice of your hair care professional, like Shavonda here, at Roots
absolutely.
Rock
in yeah, West absolutely. Virginia. It's almost like if anything else was going on, you know, you want to seek a specialist, even though, you know, you do your research, you look, but you want to also seek that second opinion to, oh, what about that? What do you think about this? And then you pretty much go from there. You always want to consult with someone to make sure that you're heading in the right direction with whatever it is you have going on.
Absolutely. Now, Siobhan Desir, is there any direction that you see? We talk about the industry, where we were. And it was different for natural hair side. It was different for the chemical side. You know, so the cosmetologist will say. But where do you see the industry? Is there anything that you can kind of forecast? You know, like for me, I believe that maybe social media. I believe that whole thing, and we've been talking about it on this particular episode. I think it's still going to continue to blossom and mushroom even larger. And I think
yeah.
Things like social, what is it, facial recognition, all these other
mm-hmm.
AI-type things are going to play into technology. It's going to be more so incorporated into the
absolutely.
Hair care process. What do you think?
Yeah. I think, honestly, it's an added benefit. You know, here where I am, we were, everything had to go into appointments with everything that was going on. Everything had
yeah.
to go into appointments. So it created a bit more, even though we were doing appointments before, but it created a lot more structure. And in having those appointments and accepting the prepayments and so forth like that, it simplifies everything. Now, in terms of how we're wearing our hair, is it going to be natural? Is it going to be chemically enhanced? Well, the way I look at it, you be the best you. And no one can determine who the best you is. You determine that. I have a head full of locks by choice. But if you decide you want to relax it, color it, straighten it, press it, whatever, it's your world and no one can change your world. You enjoy your world because we only have one life to live. Live your best life.
I love it. And on that note, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon. Again, remind everybody where you are and how they can connect with you, Siobhan.
Absolutely. You can always, I'm in Jersey. You can always contact me via the website, rootsrocksalon.com, and I welcome you all. Always looking for new stylists and barbers as well.
Absolutely. Again, how to make that style of yours last after you've left the salon. And for the pro side, as well. Siobhan Desir is a great mentor. She's been out there a while, you know, and helped so many folks in the industry and continue to do so in addition to your shop and all the education things that you're doing, also supporting the Hair Radio Morning Show and all of our platforms. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got
and
a
I'm
lot
And I'm Siobhan Desir. Thank you for listening
oh, yeah.
to HairRadio.com.
Oh, listen. All right. Siobhan Desir with the closeout. Okay. Outstanding job, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon. Say and
thanks
folks,
for
listen
me.
Out for the commercial right here. I'm Gary Hudson. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
So now are you still doing hair? Or are you still working in the hair stuff? Or are you putting that on hold? What's going on with you, LaSonya Nicole, and the hair industry?
Hmm.
To wake up and not do hair would be unheard of. That would be like you waking up and not doing the radio.
That ain't gonna happen. That's true. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But so
for
LaFroya,
I don't just do hair. That's not, you know, what I like to classify it as. I really do educate the consumers and stylists. It's really a strong focus in hair care for me. That's where my passion is. That's where my heart is, you know, getting people to understand that protective styles are not always protective, the health and the health of the hair, the health of the scalp. And so since I'm doing the Hair Radio Morning Show, I opened up a new salon in our big Westfield Mall in Annapolis.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I have a salon in Annapolis Mall that's doing really well. It's called Salon MW. So that's salon, then the letter M, the word double, and the letter U. And
are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Gines, and today we have a very special treat for everybody. We are doing something that, yeah, it is called our bucket list, the Hair Radio Bucket List, which is really what we're doing from time to time. We are going to be featuring, you'll hear from the co-hosts, you'll hear from some of our guests on some of the things that are on our bucket list. So we're talking about our top, usually five items for each of us on what we want to accomplish before, as they say, that bucket spills over. Okay, we kick the bucket. So leading in, Michael Hopkins, we're going to lead in with Michael. So our top five items we're going to do with the whole panel. That's Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Kerry Hines. So, Michael, what's on your bucket list at number five?
Wow, Kerry, my number five is something that I've always wanted to do.
Uh-oh.
I've always wanted to fly a helicopter and also a fixed-winged airplane. Doing that to me has just been something that I've always wanted to do. And it didn't even have – well, no, I take that back. Part of it was because I was in the military, and that was something I actually wanted to do in the military. But at the time – I wasn't in a position to do it.
Mm.
You know, when you're in the military, if you really want to fly, say for the military, it's a rigorous screening process, and I wore glasses. So when you're enlisted and you wear glasses, there's some extra things you got to go through and all that. So I never gave the dream up. I just held on to it. While going through the business of life and family and kids and all of that. But it's just something. It fascinates me to this day. And especially, you know, military-type vehicles, planes and helicopters. And that's just something that before I just, boom, that's what I want to do. That's my number five on my list.
Wow. As you were speaking and saying, talking about the helicopter and the airplane, I was thinking military, and I was thinking how that's connected and how, okay, I can see you doing that, Brother Michael. And that's very interesting. And I can definitely see you doing that. Both of them, flying both of them. I can see you right now and being
hey.
Sort of excited about it.
Yeah. Who in the world would ever think that that is not Michael Hopkins? Of
right.
course you want to fly planes. You are the host
right.
of the Vet Talk Radio Show right here on our network. Yeah, I could see that Michael's number five. Fly a plane, fly a helicopter.
Definitely.
I could see him. I could see him just flying like Superman. Anything out there. So yeah, jetpack like the Jetsons. It's Michael Hopkins.
Hey,
all
work
right.
for me.
Thank you, Michael. All right. So Michael, that's so that's your number five, Michael.
That's my number five. And
all right.
I am quite sure, Nicole Marie, you have something that's just as exciting. That's your number five.
Well, my number five is I've always wanted to learn how to ski. Now,
ski.
I live in Mississippi. Yes, listen, yes, listen, listen.
Oh,
I live in Mississippi, but I'm from Ohio, so I'm used to cold weather, and I'm
okay.
used to the snow. So I've always wanted to go and stay at one of the mountain resorts, either like Colorado or Utah, and learn how to ski. So that is something that is on my list that I want to do.
Unreal. Unreal. I'm just blown away that your number five is about skiing.
Yes.
Because you know what?
I want to learn.
Well, I don't know because I don't ever think of too many black folks skiing. But I could be wrong because I think folks do ski out there.
Yeah,
They do. They do.
Yeah. But,
there's
but,
all
but,
kinds
oh,
of organizations
you know,
out
Harry,
there.
You know,
what?
They do have the different groups, black groups that go to the different resorts.
Really? Yeah.
So, yes, there
wow.
are there are groups of us
wow.
that do ski. It may not be
oh,
a whole
yeah.
lot of people, but, I mean, we do, Black Ski Weekend.
Okay, wow. So what's the hot
yes.
ski location then?
Well, the biggest one is Big Sky in Montana. There's Breckenridge or Vail in Colorado.
Oh,
there's Jackson
yeah,
Hole, Wyoming, I'm sorry.
Jackson Hole, yeah, Wyoming.
Park City, Utah. Those
okay.
are the top ones.
Wow.
The top
well, listen to Wow. Okay.
I've done my research.
Well,
yeah.
sound like to me,
oh.
Carrie, that she's been doing her research. So I think
yeah.
this is a dream that's going to come true.
I think you're right, Michael Hopkins. All right. All right, Nicole Marie. So that's what your number five is, and you're sticking
that
with
is
it.
My number five. I'm sticking with it, Carrie. And what is your number five?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. My number five, guys, you guys know that I come from a background in the amazing airline industry. So talking a little bit about flying like Michael, but I really don't want to fly the plane as I want to sit back and be flown. I want to return to Europe. I want to go back to some of my favorite memories. You guys know I've been to Europe many times. I've been to Paris about five times alone just to go and hang out, Spain and as well as London. And I've wanted to return back to France. I love, that was my favorite European city that I traveled to. But also I wanted to go back to London. It was very expensive in terms of our money exchange and all that back in the day. But I would like to also go to London, but I say Paris. I want to return to Paris. I had a chance to go to the Louvre. I had a chance to see Notre Dame. I had a chance to go to Champs-Élysées, L'Arc de Triomphe. I just enjoyed Paris and, you know, studying French and just being amongst the French and c'est la vie, that's life. So I'd like to do that. I want to go back. So my number five is a trip back to Paris, to Paris. How does that sound?
Nice.
And how does that sound?
Oh, I mean, it sounds fantastic. You know, Carrie, actually, I was stationed in Germany in the early 80s, and that's one place I never got a chance to go to was Paris, yeah. France. And I would have really have loved to have gone there, because when you go to Europe, there's so much history. And exactly. I never realized that it was just, you know, we read about it. We kind of say, oh, yeah, I would love to. But that's one thing I can say about the military. The military gives you that thing that you're allowed to go. And you know, it doesn't cost a whole lot because you're already in Europe. They sponsor trips for GIs. And yeah. Some of my friends actually went to Paris. I mean, okay. I traveled to Germany, but, yeah, I mean, I would have loved to have gone to Paris. It would have been beautiful.
Awesome. Okay.
Sounds very fascinating. You know, I had told you before that my dad was in the military and Air Force, and we had lived in Madrid, Spain. So we had the opportunity yeah. to travel to some different
places. And I've been to Madrid, too.
While
oh,
we
I
were
love
there.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
However, Paris was not one. So that's always a place that's been very fascinating and, oh. you know, definitely a place that sounds very nice to visit. And I would love to be there myself.
Wow. Now you can see why it's my
yeah.
number five. Yes. So traveling back to France, back to Paris, to England, to Spain, to Madrid,
yes.
all of that. I love it. It was just
fabulous
fantastic.
Places.
And I agree.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I have to turn to Michael and Michael Hopkins. What's your number four?
Well, my number four is almost as exciting as my number five with the airplanes and helicopters. My number four is something that I've been doing for, oh, wow. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been playing the guitar. And
wow.
one of the things I really want is a guitar collection.
What?
Especially the older guitars.
You want to create
guitar
like a
collection.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know you were a musician, a guitar collection.
Oh yeah. Well, you know how that is, Carrie. We're all from, you and I are from Philadelphia. We had nothing but musicians there.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
But that's something that, oh, yeah, that's something I've always wanted to do, especially the older guitars, the ones, a lot of them from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even the 80s, believe it or not. Some of them are antiques. Some of them are just classic guitars. And some of my guitar heroes played those guitars. One of my favorite guitar heroes was Jimi Hendrix.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I used to listen to him a lot. I mean, I still do from time to time. But he played
wow.
that black Stratocaster, and that's what made me fall in love with playing the guitar. And I started learning, and here it is almost 50 years later.
Wow.
Wow. I can definitely see you doing that, Brother Michael. Do you practice and play your guitar now?
Not as much. Sometimes, you know, I have little issues with my hands and wrists and all that, but I kind of fight through it because I just love it. Or I listen to my son play. I taught him a couple of chords, and the next thing you know, he took off.
Wow.
He's right-handed naturally, but he plays the guitar with his left hand.
Wow.
Okay.
Yep, and he's really good at it too. He's really good.
I have to say, I am just shocked that this is Michael's number four playing the guitar, because I'm just imagining this now, and I can't shake this image, Nicole Marie.
I can picture this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see
I'm
him
seeing
now.
Michael Hopkins with dressed in all purple garb, kind of like Prince, with all these curls on his head. And a guitar around his neck singing When Doves Cry.
Hey, it works for me.
That's my
I don't have to wear that special spandex suit from the 80s, do I?
No, you'll be in your
don't
army
do that,
garb.
Michael.
Oh, yeah. That's That's not good. You know, Nicole, Carrie, that's me and the spandex on the 80s. No, it's not looking too good right now.
Okay. We got to wash that image away. Well, listen, Michael's number four is all about guitar, playing the guitar collection. Amazing. Okay, Michael, I see that's why you're number four. What else do you have to say?
Love it. I love it. I still have a few classic guitars now.
Okay.
And, I mean, I just love them. I really do. It's soothing to me.
Okay. And what else?
Wow.
Yes. Well, we're going to keep it moving for the folks this morning. All right. Good choice. Number four.
And I just know after skiing, I know Nicole has something else. That's her number four.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. My number four is I've always been very intrigued and wanted to visit Dubai in the Middle East.
Dubai.
And that is someplace, yes, that I want to visit. I've seen pictures. I've seen, you know, videos and so forth. Beautiful skylines. Also the world's tallest tower that's there. The beaches, the gold and spice marketplaces, the mall. I want to go and I want to experience that culture there in Dubai.
Wow, Dubai. I'm just saying bye-bye for Dubai. I'm not, I don't know. A lot of my friends and family have gone to Dubai, and I think it sounds amazing, but it sounds expensive. I think it's high as the sky to go to Dubai. That's why. No, I don't know.
I think it'll be worth the experience, though.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so, too. You might as well go with gusto, because when as you get older and you become an empty nester and you got the grandkids and all that, and it's just you and the spouse, it's just time to go do some things. You know, whatever it is you ever wanted to do. And that's what my wife and I, that's what we've been discovering, that we can get up now when we feel like it. We can just go do stuff. I have no school plays to go to. I got to write a note for my kid. Well, better than that, I think I better go to school on my kid's behalf. You know, we don't have to do any of that. But Dubai, I mean, it really, from what I see, it really looks like a very inviting place. The clear water, the sand and all that.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it looks like that one building that they built that looks like a sail from a ship.
Right, right. Okay. Well, Nicole Marie, I can see that number four is Dubai.
Dubai.
Okay. So, very interesting. Okay, so we're talking about the company.
All right. Now, Carrie, what is your number four?
Oh.
After Paris, how do you top that?
Well, actually, and my top five, and folks out there, we are counting down our top five on our bucket list. Each of the co-hosts today with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and myself, Carrie Hines. Number four on my list today is kind of like I'm still in a travel mindset, not quite as far as Dubai. I'm thinking right next door down to Philadelphia to visit my family, something I have not done in a long time, which is visit family. And that, believe it or not, has to be a bucket list item for me because for you guys out there, I know it's not a bucket list item because you pretty much visit, you know, I hear you guys you're visiting family all the time. But me, I'm always in production mode all the way up here in Brooklyn, New York, away from everybody pretty much. I'm isolation working for you guys. So I don't get a chance to go visit my family. And so when I come back from my trip to Paris, as you guys know, that's my number five, I'm going down to Philadelphia. Michael's home. It's actually my home, too. That's where I was born and raised in the early part of my life. Down in Philadelphia. So I'm going to visit my family down in Philadelphia. That story is for number four. All right.
That sounds great. Yeah, I can relate to that too, Carrie, because I know a lot of times I didn't get a chance to go home, visit family and all that because I was too busy running halfway across the planet, doing all kinds of things and then raising a family and all that. So a lot of my cousins and aunts and uncles, they never got a chance to just go home sometime and spend a week or 2 weeks or a month just visiting with all of them.
Wow.
I never got
That's
a chance.
Amazing.
But yeah. And I had some very historical auditor. In other words, I had some aunts and uncles that could tell our family story.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the things that I miss from that. But
yeah,
still have another generation of cousins that I just need to see.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael, for making that make sense as well. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. I love that, Carrie, and I can definitely see, you know, you do put a lot of time and effort into work. So I can definitely see you taking the time to go and spend time with your family, you know, enjoy being back home and being with them because family is so, so important. Me living here in Mississippi, a lot of my family is still in Ohio, but at least twice a year we go either during the summer and then we either go for Thanksgiving or Christmas to spend time. It's so very important. So
yeah.
I can definitely relate to that and see how you would definitely want to spend time with your family.
That's my
Hopefully
number
a
four.
Lot of time.
Yes. Yes. Heading down to Philadelphia. All right. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. And we're still doing our amazing bucket list countdown today. So we're kind of moving along here. And at number three, Michael, is your number three.
Oh, now this one you guys are going to really kind of say, what? Really? Believe it or not, I want a toy collection.
Oh.
Toy
Uh-oh.
Collection.
Grown man playing with toys.
What type of
toys? The type of toys that I grew up with as a kid in the 60s.
Make the distinction of that, Nicole Marie.
Yeah. Like, am I in trouble. Like, I'll give you an example. Like the G.I. Joes, Tonka trucks, Nyla trucks, all the things like that I grew up with as a little boy. I see all this stuff now. You can buy it on the internet. You know, you can go to eBay and I started collecting this stuff a few years ago and it got to the point in our bedroom I had so much stuff in boxes. The boxes almost fell on top of my wife and she said, "You know what?
Oh no.
I think this thing is getting a little out of hand here."
Wow.
Because I just got carried away. And it just all started when I saw one of those old toys on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace. And I bought it. I just out of, you know, impulse. I said, "Oh, man, I think I'll buy this." And then after you buy one, the next thing you know, then you buy another one to complement the first one. And it just goes on and on and on. But it was an enjoyable time, you know, when you grow up. And plus, I got a chance to... My little grandson, he'd never seen stuff like this. So him and I would play truck.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay.
I love the toy collection idea, Michael, because I think that growing up, the toys then were definitely different than now. The construction of the toys and so forth is definitely not the same. And they're just different. Even the dolls and so forth are different. So having toys from the time when you grew up and bring back those memories of different things that you did, who you were playing with and so forth, I think that's very important. And I love that.
I just remember Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
The red one and the blue one.
Yes, I love them, and I wish I had a Rock'em Sock'em Robots right now because I'd be playing it. I'm going to have to go, like Michael said, on eBay and take a look for it.
I also
Everything's there.
Yeah, well, like Michael, we have something in common that I didn't know until this very day. And that is that I also had a G.I. Joe, and who was an action figure. See, the boys played with action. We didn't play with dolls. Well, back then we didn't. Today's a new day.
Yeah.
But we were playing with action figures. And
yep.
My action figure, I had G.I. Joe. I had the black G.I. Joe.
And
oh,
yeah.
His hair
that
was just
the,
like
yeah.
A, you know, like a, you should have seen what they made the hair out of for poor G.I. Joe.
Didn't he have a beard, too?
He had a beard. I had, you know, G.I. Joe. But I love G.I. Joe. He had on his army gear, by the way, Michael. He had on his fatigues, and it was
incredible. Only way
so
to go.
Loved, yeah, so that was G.I. Joe. But believe it or not, when I was a kid, I wanted, there was the guy that jumped over all the, with the motorcycle. Evil Knievel.
Evil Knievel.
Right.
Yeah, and I wanted, my friend Chung Ho down the street had Evil Knievel. And so we used to play with his Evil Knievel, and I was playing with G.I. Joe. And so you bring back great memories,
oh, yeah.
Michael.
Great
and
memories.
Then we played
oh,
Rock'em Sock'em and the Big Wheel.
Remember them, too.
Woo.
Oh, and the Big Wheel.
Right.
Oh, man, I remember because a little kid down the street, Jeffrey, that was his name. He had one.
Yeah,
when
that
was
one of the
most
good
old
days. All right, okay. All right, so sounds good. So I'm tossing it back, Michael, okay. Thank you, Michael, for that. Number
oh,
three.
Sound
I
like a plan.
Like a toy collection.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I cannot wait. I mean, we didn't, with Nicole, we've been through skis. In Dubai.
Dubai.
Yeah, yeah. So what else is next, Nicole? What's your number
what's
four?
Your number
three,
three
rather.
Number
I'm
three.
Sorry.
We're down
number
to
three.
Number three.
Yeah.
And my number three is I would like to learn sign language.
Wow.
I would like to be,
oh, okay.
Yes. I would
wow.
like to be able to learn and be so good that I'm able to interpret. And be able to communicate with people that are hearing impaired. Right
wow.
now, I actually work with students that have special needs, and I think that it would be a great addition to know how to sign.
Wow.
So it's something that I just want to do.
Well, that is incredible.
Would love to do.
And I
yes.
could just see Nicole Marie back there behind the president signing
oh,
his
yes.
speech and
oh,
going
yes.
all off track.
Okay.
No,
oh,
yeah,
a whole nother
exactly
story
what
than
said.
What the president
no.
is saying. I can see it now. You know, well, listen, I just think, first of all, how altruistic to be concerned with folks who are hearing impaired and how they understand and to be part of the communication process for them. To facilitate
yes.
that.
Very important.
So,
very
yes,
important.
Very important. So I am just blown away. Mm-hmm.
Sounds great to me. I had that fine opportunity, as we call it in the Army, to learn sign language.
Wow.
Back late 70s, early 80s, before I went in the Army.
Okay.
I studied sign language.
Wow.
I studied it. I went to several college classes for it.
Wow. So you guys can communicate.
Right.
This is true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's such a, the way it's so beautiful, the sign language, and the signs make sense once you start to study and you start to understand. Sometimes I used to have people that actually thought I was hearing impaired. Because I'd be
wow.
signing to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I remember I scared one person one day on the subway back in Philly.
Wow.
And I was signing to somebody and waved bye to him. And I think the person went to do something, and I started talking to him.
Oh, my.
And the person just jumped. They're like, what? You can talk? Well, yeah.
Wow.
So, but that is
okay.
beautiful.
I can see why Nicole Marie wants to learn to sign.
Yeah.
Nicole Marie,
Michael,
that's your number three.
When I start learning, I'll call you and we'll practice. We'll have to do a Zoom or FaceTime or something so we can practice.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Straight number three. Straight number three, learning to sign Nicole Marie.
Now, Carrie, moving on, what is your number three? We had
you
visiting Paris and your family. What's next?
Yes, exactly. No, my number three is something that I've already done, but I want to do again real soon. And that is I want to complete my next book. And something that has really, I have How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, as you guys know, and several other things that I've written and done for other folks as well. That's part of what we do at Hair Radio. But I want to publish a book to help other folks publish books and to promote their books. And I always get a lot of folks asking me about our aspect of publishing and stuff, and I want to be I think I was encouraged to pull together a whole series of books. If I didn't, and I want to, that is my ongoing retirement career, if you will. I'll just be writing, churning out one book after the next. So, you know, you'll always have Carrie and my legacy around. That's my number three, is to write my next book.
Yeah, that definitely is a worthy, very worthy thing, because that's leaving a legacy, and a lot of people never get a chance to leave a legacy. You write a book, and that book will be around the next, 500 years?
Longer.
Yeah, longer, I mean, that's the – we're still reading hieroglyphics, so – I mean, it is perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
That is absolutely wonderful. I love that, Carrie. I have been a co-author in two books, but I would definitely see how that's valuable and would love to actually know how to do it myself.
Oh, awesome. Wow. We might have project, on the horizon. Awesome.
Most definitely.
Wow. Now you can see why that's my number three. All right. And that's to write my next book, my next bestseller, as we say here at Hair Radio. And that's what we've been doing. If you guys out there are just kind of tuning in, we're at number two today on our countdown of our bucket list items, our top five bucket list items, with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and me, Carrie Hines. Number two. We're going to ask Michael Hopkins, what's at number two for Michael?
Oh, now, this number two, this one, you guys will not see this one coming on my number two. Believe it or not, I want a truck collection of old trucks, believe it or not. You know, real trucks, big trucks, little trucks. Domestic trucks, military trucks. That's something I've always dreamed about.
Okay. You want to create a truck. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. One of the things, you know, like along with the truck thing, and it just fits right in it, I want to get my CDL for truck and for bus.
I
know
that
seems
kind of
odd. I just like old trucks, you know, old tractor trailers, the kind of trucks we grew up with, 50s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s, old pickup trucks, and military vehicles, the kind I used to ride in the military, 2.5-ton trucks, 5 tons, tractor trailers.
Interesting.
It's just something, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but it's something about the smell in the inside of those old vehicles, and they ride rough, and you got to manhandle them. You almost got to be Hercules to drive them.
Well, now, we don't say manhandle anymore. We say person handle.
Okay. Person handle.
Politically correct.
Politically correct. Oh, yeah. But it's fun driving them. It really is.
All right. Sounds good.
Now, Michael, I'm a little surprised that you said truck collection, because you're always going to different car shows and posting different cars and so forth. So I thought that you would say car collection, which is sports car and all the other little the pictures that you post of the car.
Well, we're not going to see, because that might be next on his list. So we're going to let him stay with his truck collection for now.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Sounds good so far.
All right. Well, listen, I am just blown away at the idea of a truck collection for Michael Hopkins. I'm just really blown away. I think this is awesome. And I think most of us would like a brand new truck. I'd like a new truck outside my door, too. But not the whole collection. But one red, shiny truck would be great. Pickup style, like I'm in the South. Pickup style.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So I can see. Good choice, Michael Hopkins. I'm tossing it back to you.
Oh, yes. And let's see. Device, skis, family.
Yes.
What's next on your list?
For the Polaris, yeah.
Yes.
Next on my list is I want to attend a Wimbledon tennis match. I am a fan. I actually play tennis myself, and I would just love to travel to London and attend a Wimbledon match. Now, I would love to see Venus and Serena because I love them, but just being there at a match, watching anyone there, just being in the mist, in the atmosphere, that's what I want to do.
Wow. Oh, my. A Wimbledon tennis match.
Yes.
Yeah, Wimbledon. You want to go to do the Wimbledon. I love that you, Nicole Marie, are a tennis fan, and I know that your daughter takes tennis lessons.
Yes.
And, see, I remember that, and you fans out there now know that, too. And I think that is great. I had the chance in New York because they – do this thing. I think it was the Virginia Slims. I forget. I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. But I went to a tennis match, and for the first time in my life, so I got a chance to see. They have what they do here in New York. They do a seasonal thing where you get to come out and work those. People had jobs.
Okay.
I have friends who worked at every time it came each year. And so I got a chance to go to the tennis match. And yes, our heads look in unison and one direction then the other. Boop, 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 boop. So I could see where number two for you, Nicole Marie, is all about the tennis ball.
Yes.
Right. Well, and I didn't even know. Nicole Marie, I didn't even know you were involved in the tennis realm. I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Wow, I have learned something new.
See, that's what this is all about. Yeah, that's what this is all about.
You know, Carrie, I might have to change my list. that tennis thing is, I mean, it is interesting. I'd have to, you know, put my neck in check a little bit, you know, with the arthritis. I'd have to just look a little slower than anybody else and everybody. But, no, it looks fascinating to me just to, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
They train very hard for that, and it's a lot of coordination. You know, hand coordination, and it's strategy, too. Tennis is a strategy.
Absolutely. Well, I can see, because I know that Nicole Marie is one of the biggest strategists out there, so I can see why that's number two on her list today.
Oh,
Nicole
Marie,
we're talking back to you. Yes.
All right. Now, Carrie, next up is your number two. What's next?
Well, my number two, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and all the fans out there, my number two is to create a documentary that I call Radio Mentory. And that is where we kind of talk about, it's now the style is everybody does a documentary. And for those of you who may not be as familiar, documentary is where a person, it could be whatever it is, they're telling a story. And there are many different styles. You guys got to Google the word documentary. There are many different styles of documentary. Some feature close-up testimonials, others just someone telling a story with pictures. There's so many different things. So I'm intrigued and fascinated by the idea of doing a documentary on my life and sharing that with all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's my number two. My number two is a documentary.
Oh, yeah. That's excellent. I mean, that's just another way of leaving a legacy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Hopkins. Wow.
That would be an amazing story. Yes, most definitely. Just everything that has gone on in your life and how, you know, everything has come to be. Oh, that would be just an amazing story. You have to do that, Terry. You have to do that.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. And so we are down to, okay, we need a drum roll for this.
Uh-oh, drum roll, please.
Number one. But before we get there, we want to remind everybody what you've been listening to is a countdown of our top five bucket list items with Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. And with a quick review before we get to number one. At number five for Michael Hopkins was to fly a plane. Number four, a guitar collection. Number three, a toy collection. Lots of collections for Michael Hopkins. And his number two choice, of course, another type of collection, a truck collection. And so real nice choices. We're going to get to Michael with his number one top bucket list item of all time in just a bit. Nicole Marie, her number five, a ski trip. Number four was Dubai, a visiting Dubai. And number three, learning to sign language. And number two for our own Nicole Marie, Wimbledon, visiting Wimbledon, and taking in one of those great tennis matches. For me, Carrie Hines, well, kind of like Nicole Marie, I wanted to travel. Top of my top five list on my countdown, number five was to go to Paris, France, to go back to Europe. It's been many years since I've traveled there, and I've been several times overseas, but I would love to go back. At number four, I wanted to do another trip, but this time not so far, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to visit family. Family I haven't seen since I've been doing the Hair Radio Morning Show for you guys. I'm going to blame you guys out there. Number three on my list is definitely something that I will get to, and that is my next book, my next bestseller that you guys have inspired. Two on my list. Write a documentary. So along the same idea. And what's interesting, as we get to the top of this number one list, guys, and Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, have you guys noticed anything that surprised you about, before we get to our number one, was there anything that surprised you about learning about some of our bucket list items? Like, to me, I found it fascinating that of Michael's list, I think three items so far were all collections that he wanted to kind of assemble and put together.
Right.
I found that to be fascinating.
Right.
Nicole Marie.
I was most surprised by the guitar collection.
The guitar that he, that was surprising too. I didn't know he had the music gene. So we're going to have to, we're going to have to hear some of this. We really are. And it's nice that you inspired your son, Michael, to play as well. So great stories. And like Michael flying a plane, I want to get on a plane, but I don't want to fly. But Michael, you can fly me over to Paris. I'll take that. And Nicole Marie, what can I say? I mean, of course, learning sign language is something that is super, super incredible. And what a great item to have on your top five and to be something that you accomplish. And that's something that's not far-reaching. You can start these bucket list items today. Today. And so great items, everybody. And now, what you've all been waiting for, the number ones from Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Carrie Hines. What is the number one item on our bucket list that we're going to talk about? Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Wow. My number one thing, and actually Nicole had guessed it, my number one thing is that I want a classic car collection. My wife and I
do another collection.
Yeah. My wife and I have always dreamed about having a classic car collection with at least 40 cars in it.
Oh, wow.
Always dreamed about that. And most of the cars, they'll be like old hot rods because that's something I'm just really into. I've been into that ever since I've been a teenager.
Wow.
Old hot rods from the 50s and the 60s and even into the 70s. It's just something I've always loved. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Classics, old Cadillacs, Buicks, Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs. Even, what's that one? Studebakers, 44s, that's one of my favorites. 40 and 41 Fords, old Chevrolets from the 50s, from the 60s, even like earlier, Model Ts, Model As. They're just so much a part of our history. And I just love looking at those cars and touching them and sitting in them and the old smells and all that.
We get the picture here, okay.
Oh,
good choices, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Now, Michael, like I said, I had already brought that up when we were back on number two, so I can definitely see this.
Yeah. We all can.
I can see your car collection, yes. Definitely. So I'm not surprised about your number one.
All right. Well, listen, I am. Because I said, well, Michael is not going to go with the cars. I thought about it for a moment. I said, no, he's got a toy collection, a truck collection, and we probably should have figured. See, I thought he was going to go for a train collection. He talked about planes.
Oh.
He talked about all kinds of methods of travel.
Right.
He really did. So I thought he was going to go the train route. He didn't. He went to the classic car route.
Yes.
So real interesting. Michael, great choice. Okay. Well, I'm very impressed. Michael, I'm tossing it back to you.
Okay. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. I want to see Nicole Marie top my car collection. I can't wait. let's see your top my car collection.
Well, my number one is a little different. It's not any type of collection. Mine is also another travel venture. And I want to go to Africa.
Ooh.
And I want to go on an African safari and then tour around Africa to different places.
Wow.
Okay. Right. I didn't see that coming. I guess you did beat me out, didn't you?
At all. African safari, Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
African
safari, yes.
That is incredible. That's your number one. I think that's awesome. You know, so you want to be out there with the animals and all of that, the safaris out there?
Yes.
Okay, well, and we want to
And then I want to tour the country, yes.
Yeah, you want the continent of Africa.
Experience the culture, yes.
Yeah, exactly, because what I want to make sure folks know, there are lots of different countries over there in Africa, and it's not all, even though we have a lot of safari areas there, and it really is the mecca for that. They're quite, you know, industrialized, just like here in America. We don't want folks thinking that that's all that's there. So it's
exactly.
not the Tarzan type movie, folks. It is
an incredible society,
and it's an incredible continent with all kinds of earthly riches. So we love Africa. We shout out our fans and our Hair Radio Africa
folks.
Most
definitely.
While you're there, you can visit Ghana and Nigeria and Egypt and South Africa and East Side of Africa.
So many places to visit.
You know, Kenya and, yes, go over across to the diaspora of the continent of Africa. All right.
I want to go for Ghana and Nigeria. I know those two.
Me too. Well, you know what? This is time for you to start. They've got those, but they've got a whole lot more out there. So time to Google. Okay, so I'm tossing it back to you, Nicole Marie. That's incredible, number one, okay?
All right, Carrie. Up to your number one. What's next?
Oh, I am the – okay, and I guess I get to say the final word here.
Yes.
My final choice. All right. Well, listen, first of all, I want to say again, it has been awesome to do this with each of you. I've learned a lot that I didn't know.
Yes.
I didn't know these things. And to know that you're inspiring the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to not wait to make it a bucket list item, but to pursue these dreams and make them into reality each and every day. And we're a reminder to do that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So my number one today, and that is something that I'm passionate about for the hair and beauty community. It has always been my dream to establish a retirement community, a retirement home that is set up for people who have contributed part of their careers and given so much to the hair and beauty industry. And so that's what I'd like to do, a retirement home or a retirement community for the hair and beauty folks. And so I'm looking to do that. That's my dream, to establish that.
That would work.
Wow.
That would definitely work. That right there, Carrie, I mean, that's something that nobody has, that I know of, has gone in that type of direction for the hair and beauty industry.
Thank you. Pretty much.
You know, I've never seen anybody go in that direction with that.
Thank you.
I think it would work.
And I'm going to do just that. I have a plan already that's in motion to set that up. Interesting.
Great. Now, Carrie, I must say for your top five list.
Yes.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Number five down to number two. I wasn't surprised because that's definitely you. Getting to know you, those things right there are definitely you. And even number one, I'm surprised just because, okay, retirement community, but I'm not surprised because it's you. Because everything you do is new, on the cutting edge, it's organic, it's different, it's creative, and that's what you always create.
Thank you.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
And I think that's a great idea.
The retirement community is a great idea.
Thank you very much. It would give me great joy to continue my journey.
Yes.
So I want to say thank you to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as my incredible colleagues right here. We're talking with the one and only Miss Nicole Marie, out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines, out of Brooklyn, New York. I just want to say again, thank you guys out there for joining us and shouting out the fans of the Upscale Magazine Radio and all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show and fans all over the world. We'll see you next time.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution.
Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. JustSalon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The JustSalon towels, bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels, are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, it's Wednesday morning, April 19th, 2023. It is mid-show, 7:47 New York time, 6:47 out in the Central Time Zone. I want to take a moment to bring to the line one of my amazing co-hosts. You guys know Michael Hopkins. He's been with us many, many times. Actually, he's coming up on his second anniversary right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's my great honor from Spotsylvania, Virginia, to bring to the show the Military Veteran Advocate of the Year. We're talking about Mr. Michael Hopkins. Again, good morning, Michael.
Yes, Carrie. Happy mid-show.
Yes, thank you. Is it not always exciting? You know, wouldn't it be nice if we could just wake up if everybody could just wake up and have somebody giving them the biggest introduction known to mankind? It puts you in a good mood each day. So listen, I'd love to get into, as always on the broadcast, I want to just first officially again thank you for getting up early and tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live on the air from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 if you're in the Central Time Zone. We talk hair, beauty, and what's the big C word, Michael?
Community.
Exactly. Hair beauty. Okay. Good one, Michael. Hair beauty community. And today is no different. Got a little bit of a bonus for the veterans. Speaking of the vets, Michael, you host the Vet Talk Radio Show that airs Tuesday in the 8:30 space right here on the same broadcast. And what I love is that yesterday, the show started a few minutes earlier, and you had a very special presentation. Do you remember what that was all about?
Oh, yes, Carrie. It was the 5 overlooked disability claims to help you gain rating approval.
Okay, that's a mouthful. But it was
yes,
a great show. Yeah, did you hear any feedback, by the way, on that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, my veteran brothers and sisters enjoyed that one. That
awesome.
Show, yes, they did.
Wow. Okay. Well, coming up, I know today we're doing what we call a bonus play. And a little later on in today's broadcast, so coming up about 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 for Central folks, Michael, it's a replay. Actually, I think, yeah, this is a replay for you. So I'm real excited due to popular demand, as they say. I think this will be really nice. Now, today the bonus play is on back from mid of 2022. It was 5 ways to establish a service connection, right, Michael?
Very much so, and very important,
okay.
Carrie.
Well, tell us why. Remind everybody why they should stay tuned in.
Wow. Oh, yes, definitely stay tuned in, because the reason why this is so important, because this is the start of the journey when you're filing for compensation as a veteran, or if you have a veteran's advocate that's helping you. You have to establish this. It's very important. That's why stay tuned, stand by, and you're going to learn something. This was one of my favorite shows.
I have to say, Michael, and you don't have to be a veteran to listen in. It's very helpful, and almost everybody knows a veteran.
Right.
So this is something to pay attention to, because what happens with Michael's assistance, and he breaks it down each week on different types of things that the veterans should pay attention to, because in their disability compensation, this can make all the difference, the things that you uncover. Very little known secrets, tips that are not known, things that folks may overlook. This is what you pay attention to as an accredited claims agent.
Okay.
So
ACC,
very important.
Or ACA, as you call it, Carrie.
An ACA, exactly. Well, that's what it is. A
right,
stands for accredited,
right.
B stands for claims, and A stands for
right.
agent.
and you know something else, Carrie? You're absolutely
what's
right
that?
When it comes to
thank you.
A person does not have to be a veteran to listen in. I've actually had veterans' wives tune in to the show, the Vet Talk.
Wow.
And they've actually told me they have learned so much about the claims process that they did not know. They didn't know.
That is incredible.
And it really is, though. And they know, you know, the beautiful thing about it, Carrie Hines, is that a lot of the veterans' wives, spouses, they know the veteran is deserving of A rating or higher ratings. They just
don't know how to help them.
You know, and well, that's
by,
why.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I was unaware of this, too. Had you really not pounded it in, I would not have understood all of this and the significance. And I just, you know, it's really heartbreaking if you think about it, that why the, you know, I think it should be better known, but I'm glad that you've picked up the mantle, you're doing the work, and you're getting the word out. And so that's why we decided to play a bonus episode today, coming up at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time Zone. You don't have to go anywhere. Just keep it right here. So listen, Michael, we're going to get more into that in just a bit. I don't know if you heard the early part of the broadcast. We got on our favorite bucket list piece. Did you catch any of that?
Oh, yes, I did. And it was just beautiful. It just reminded
wow.
me of what I should be doing and what I have to continue to do to fulfill my
wow.
bucket list, Carrie Hines.
All right. Well, listen, I think this is fantastic, and it just made me think there's some pieces that we've covered. The beauty of the Hair Radio Morning Show is that we have really chronicled so many events. When I look back, that the show started in 2015 as a morning version, as the Hair Radio Morning Edition. That was 2015, even though I had created the Hair Radio Show back in 1995. That's a long time ago. And so we've been able to master this wonderful effort. But it's just what I love about it, when I think about the show, I wonder, sometimes I come across pieces like we did, talk about community. Back, we assembled a panel on the Hair Radio Show on this very broadcast to review in 2014 the Ferguson water crisis. And so I said, gee, I think I'll go ahead and get that on for everybody just to take a listen back at what we sounded like in 2014. With a panel on the Hair Radio Show talking about our community. We have chronicled so many things and so many newsmakers, from Benjamin Crump to, you know, to Lisa, and, you know, so many folks have been on our show. We've had many attorneys on. We've had several different things and talk about current events and different topics, and, of course, hair and beauty. And so the Hair Radio Show has been a cultural touchstone. And I think that folks should, you know, I think, well, I feel embraced. And I think we're just getting started. I really do. But, yeah, the panel on Ferguson back in 2014, I'm going to see if I can dig it up for you guys and get it on. I think it would be nice just to take a listen and see what who was on and what we were talking about.
That's
been almost 10 years ago. So what's going to happen, Michael? We're going to revisit the topic and see where Ferguson is today, 10 years later. So I'm so excited to. Yeah.
So
Right.
So am I.
Is that not nice, Hopkins?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, that is just, I love it. Hair, beauty, and community. I love it.
Yeah, it's what's important, and all the things that are going on, you know, we just want to tell everybody, you know, just hang in there and really look out for each other. I think that's the best that we can do. We kicked off the show, yes, we played some amazing classics, even slowed it down a little bit with the great Luther Vandross, I believe it was If This World Were Mine, and so many others. We're really trying to get things going here, and we're so grateful to have you on board. And also want to shout out our supporters like Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Rugged Evolution has been doing some incredible work in the way of beard care line. They have every single thing you could want, Their website is www, which nobody says anymore, but it's just ruggedevo.com, ruggedevo.com. And so, yeah, go to www.ruggedevo.com, and it'll take you to Rugged Evolutions Beard Care Line. Also, want to say just big thank you to the folks at JessSalonTowels.com. I love the name of Jess Salon Towels. They really, they specialize in these incredible bleach-resistant towels, and they make, like salons, for salon spas, all these personal care-type places that use towels. So please reach out to them. You can go online. Again, it's JessSalonTowels.com. And see what they have new. They have an assortment of colors to match any kind of scheme that you have going on in your shop. And so, again, for all the professional shop owners and stylists out there, even the at-home stylists, you can order from JessSalonTowels.com. Divine Energy Luxury Candles. We're so happy to have Divine Energy as part of our advertising family. And fixyourfeet.com. Again, Dr. Ragland will be back, Michael, on May 2nd.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. And you know,
yeah,
Carrie,
next week, what's that?
I was just going to say, just speaking of advertising, you know, our fans out there, we need you guys. We really do. You know, we might not be here if we didn't have you guys that advertise with us. We need your advertising. You can reach us at 833-402-8882 after the broadcast. It's not all about just you advertising with us with Hair and Beauty and community. You have other things, other businesses that you can be advertising with us.
Absolutely.
Once again, give us a call. That's 833-402-8882. Back to you, Karen.
All right, Michael. Thank you. Great job and great announcement. And I echo that sentiment. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't the largesse of our advertisers. And we need you guys. We need you, as Michael just said. So please support so that this show can stay on. We're celebrating over 28 years in the industry.
Yeah.
So that's a long time. Okay. And for you folks who've been asking about Carapy, we've got Carapy by the bushel load. So just reach out to us, and we're happy to get you all updated. I'll be fixing and moving the site over for you guys a little bit later today. So we've got a lot. Our hands are full at the Hair Radio Morning Show and at Hair Radio. Coming up at about 8:30, again, it's a bonus episode, 5 ways to establish service connection. Again, Michael, remind everybody a little bit what that's all about.
Oh, yes. It is so very important to establish the connect, to establish that. That's how you start the claims process. So very important. It's important. That's how you start that claims process.
Okay. And when you start the claims process, what exactly is the first thing they should do?
The first thing they should do, if they don't understand the claims process, get an advocate. Get someone that is accredited to be able to help you navigate the claims process. You can get an accredited claims agent. You can get an attorney. You can get a veteran service organization. It is so very important. That's how you navigate the claims process, with people who are trained to help you.
Wow. That's so incredibly, yes. I mean, it's very deep, Michael, I have to really say. I'm just blown away. I really am. So this is going to be, it's going to be incredible to listen, but I'm excited. I
yes,
really
so
am.
Am I. So, my favorite.
Yeah. Well, this is incredible. So you're still working on your second season, and you're not far off from closing in on wrapping up this Vet Talk season, and then you'll be off and working on new episodes. Is there anything that you want folks to take away from your efforts? What can you say is the message that you most want to get across to the veterans?
The message I want to get across to the veterans, Carrie, one thing, never give up when it comes to claims and compensation as a veteran. Never give up. It may take you a year. It may take you 3 years. It may take you 10 years. It does not matter. It can take, it can take you 30 days to get rated. Some people have gotten rated, believe it or not, Carrie Hines, some people have gotten rated in hours. They submitted the correct medical evidence. The VA claim section looked at it. They concurred, and they awarded that person a rating. They awarded them compensation. Boom, just like that. Sometimes it takes longer. Sometimes you have to refile, get new medical evidence, and present it a different way. But guess what? In the process of doing that, the beautiful thing about it, sometimes the claims and compensation section of VA actually owes you retro pay or back pay. That back pay could be into the thousands of dollars, Carrie Hines.
Wow.
So don't quit.
Yeah.
Don't quit. Veterans
don't
are resilient. You know, they have resiliency. Veterans don't quit. We've never been trained to quit as veterans, Carrie Hines. So I encourage them, do not quit.
Well, I am excited. Now, listen, Michael, we had a chance a while back. You, Nicole Marie, and myself, we chatted about our morning routine. So we're going to do a shift this morning. And we'll be circling back, getting you all set for Vet Talk. But we had this wonderful, wonderful talk about CAFE, in the MORNING. So I've got to get that on, and then we'll be back with an incredible episode coming up at about 8:30 this morning. So don't go anywhere. Michael, let's take a listen to this. I think you'll enjoy it. We'll be back. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have with me two of my amazing colleagues on this show, on the broadcast. We're talking about Michael Hopkins from Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know him. And my co-host with the most, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, guys. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, yes. And good morning to everybody.
Awesome. Okay. Wonderful. We're all ripe and ready. Now, listen. I want to first. This is for you guys out there and all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Everybody who's listening from all the different corners of literally planet Earth and out into to the universe out there. I want to kind of do something that we've never talked about on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay, guys, now you know this, and you sharp ear fans, listeners out there, you guys know that, you know, we're a breakfast show. We are on from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern, Monday through Friday. That's 5 to 8 Central. You guys know that. Right here through Blog Talk, and we're heard through Upscale Magazine Radio as well. And that was shouting out fans everywhere. But, I've never figured out what our breakfast and morning habits or morning routines are. And so we're starting with our amazing co-host on the show to find out some of the things that they do in the morning. Like, let me lead off with this, okay? And then we'll see what happens with what you guys do. Okay, first of all, here's my morning routine where it pertains to coffee or tea, literally. And so I have to say, part of what I created in the Hair Radio Morning Show was literally to make sure that we are a breakfast show, that we are doing the broadcast. We are on in the mornings while folks are, you know, getting the, scrambling the eggs for the family.
and, you know, finishing their showers. And, you know, they're listening to what we're talking about right here on the broadcast on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so for me, the first thing I do, okay, I'm going to ask you guys this. This is how much do you know about your co-host, Carrie Hines? Who can guess what time my alarm clock goes off each weekday morning that we're doing the Hair Radio Morning Show? You guys know we're on the air at 6.
4 o'clock.
Oh, my. Oh, well, we've got to see. Is that right?
Oh, no. I think it's more like 3 o'clock.
No. No, Nicole Marie is right. I'm up at 3 on occasion, in the morning, that is. But 4 o'clock, my alarm clock goes off. Usually I do wake up, so you're both kind of right, because I usually wake up prior to that. But, yeah, 4 o'clock, the alarm goes off, and the first thing I do is make sure my coffee pot is on. I'm got to do this. And so I don't have a traditional coffee pot anymore. And I'll tell you, I was so upset because my sister in Philadelphia gave me a coffee pot as a gift several years back. And you guys know she's in Philadelphia, one of my sisters. She's in Philadelphia. I'm living in New York, in Brooklyn. And so I got into one of those kind of Uber-ish type cars. The gentleman picked me up to drive me to back to the train station. And I left her brand new coffee pot that she gave me, coffee maker, in. It was all in a box and beautiful, you know.
Oh, no.
In the back. Something told me do not sit it in the back seat of the car. I sat it in the back seat, and I got in the front seat. And the gentleman, who I didn't know, you know, was a driver and drove me to the station and jumped out of the car. And the moment I jumped out, I remembered. And so I tried to reach the driver back, and of course, I had to leave town. And so I told him, you picked me up at my sister's house. Why don't you just go back and drop the coffee pot off there? So he went back, I think he ended up having a little crush on my sister. That turned into something, I guess, or whatever. I never saw the coffee pot again. Never.
Oh,
and
wow.
that was a good 5 years ago. And I've never, ever replaced the coffee pot. So what I usually do, this is my coffee routine in the morning. I have what's called like a water, like instant. I love brewed coffee. Do not get me wrong. Who in the world? You can't be a coffee drinker and not like your coffee freshly brewed, okay? But I do. I love freshly brewed coffee. So I'm a serious coffee drinker. So I have to have an instant cup as soon as I get up just to kind of wake me up a little bit. And I usually do about 1 or 2 cups before I even, you know, go out to walk my dog. And then once I do that, then I come back in, and then I'll go down to the store. You guys know I'm in New York City, so I can easily walk to the store and get, a freshly brewed cup of coffee. But my coffee routine is, to make an instant cup of coffee. And I really, really do. And I'll tell you, when it comes to coffee, now I'm raising my hand, but how about you guys? Are you here for this? Are you decaf folks or are you caffeinated folks? I'm raising my hand in the bucket of the caffeinated. I like caffeine in my coffee. So I don't want instant coffee. Decaf. If I want decaf, I'll drink tea. Well, not even tea is decaffeinated. I would just drink water. I haven't figured out the decaf folks yet. So I'm having my instant cup of caffeinated coffee, and I have a certain brand that I like, and I don't know about you guys. I can pretty much drink any kind of instant coffee. Here in New York, Cafe Bustelo is pretty popular, especially with the Latino folks, which we shout them out here. As well as Maxwell House, I don't know. I think Sanka, I think it's decaf. I'm not sure. But I could do that too. But my number one favorite, and I love, like I said, Maxwell House, you know, but I think my number one favorite is it's not oh goodness, I had a little brain freeze there. It's, what is it called? It is the one that it's not Maxwell House. It's the most flavorful. It is the most flavorful in the morning. Oh my goodness. And it's not, what in the world, it's Taster's Choice. I had to think of it for a second. Taster's
Choice.
Wow,
man, they've been around for a long time.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, guys, that, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I get a little bit, you know, forming my coffee choice was a little bit scary for me because I associate it with being a kid and looking at these commercials. You don't see these commercials anymore. They used to have, like, Dr. Welby was on the Sanka commercial, the lady who played the evil witch, Margaret Hamilton, was on the Maxwell House commercial. That lady, Mrs. Olson, was on the Folgers commercial.
Wow. Yeah, I remember all of those commercials.
Well, of course you do, yeah. Michael Hopkins. So,
oh, yeah.
See, this is how I made my coffee choices. So when I have coffee in the morning, it's now nostalgic for me. And I'm sure for many others, too. It's nostalgic. So will I replace my coffee pot? I'll keep you posted. Will I switch from my instant to my percolated? Well, I'll also let you know. But that is my morning coffee routine.
Great, great, great.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, over to you guys. What about you? Let's ask Michael H., what about you? What's your morning coffee routine? And is it as elaborate as that story?
Wow, yeah, yours has got mine beat. But But, you know, to be kind of honest with you guys, you know, I'm actually not a coffee drinker.
Oh, no, you know what?
Yeah.
You got to turn in your Hair Radio Morning Show card. You did
Uh-oh.
Not just say you're not a morning coffee. Well, what? Are you a tea drinker?
Oh, in the mornings, believe it or not, my ritual is this, Carrie and Nicole Marie. I exercise in the mornings. That's
you know
my,
what?
I guess,
pause. We're just going to cut Michael's mic off.
Oh boy, am I in trouble.
What? Yeah, what are you talking about? No coffee and you use the E word? Oh my.
Oh yeah, when I get up in the morning, yeah, that's just part of my ritual now.
Wow.
I basically get up in the morning, kind of wake myself up, and before I know it, I'm outside walking the neighborhood. And
wow.
What I do is one of the things that I find that works for me,
yeah.
I have to have a piece of fruit while I'm walking along.
Mm.
It could be an apple.
Okay.
It could be a peach, pear, grapes, banana. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it's a piece of fruit, as long as I have a piece of fruit, I'm good. I walk
so
around
you
the neighborhood.
Tell me that's what... So how do you wake up each day? That walk wakes you up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Because, see, what I do when I walk, it gives me a chance to think about things. Like, what am I going to do during the day? Do I have appointments? It stimulates me, and it stimulates my mind to think about things. A lot of times, Carrie and Nicole, I actually take a notepad with me. And as I'm walking along,
oh, wow.
If I come up with an idea,
I write the idea down. It's just a habit I've developed.
What is the first beverage that you do in the morning?
Oh, the first beverage that I do in the morning is either water or some kind of non-sugary juice that I always make, lemonade, lemon-flavored, or fruit-flavored. It's always...
Really?
I never really do a lot of deviating from those two flavors.
Well, what about a hot beverage? No hot beverages in the morning? And by the way,
nope.
I'm not a cold coffee man, let me just say that. But no.
Yeah,
hot
I never
coffee.
Figured that one out either.
Yeah,
cold
so
coffee.
No, okay, you don't, you're not a coffee man. So what about teas? Michael's not sitting there sipping on chai tea in the morning?
Oh, no, no, it's very rare.
I'm trying to
no chai.
That.
Yeah, you know, it's very, very rare that I drink anything hot in the morning, even if it's cold outside. I still I'll be bundled up, but I got that piece of fruit.
Now what about the Mrs. Michael? How's Mrs. Hopkins? Is she a coffee or tea drinker?
Oh, yes, Lord,
club?
yes. 1,000 times,
oh,
yes.
At least somebody
she has to have her
coffee. Okay, yay. How
oh, yeah.
That?
Yeah, she
well,
has to have her coffee.
Awesome.
If she doesn't have her coffee, Carrie and Nicole, it's...
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, we love our routine.
Wow. Yeah, she's been so used to it over the years. She has to have her coffee.
Wow.
But for me, I have to have a walk. I have
well,
to take
listen,
a take
you
a walk.
Just
walk and
that's
a piece of fruit.
Actually a good thing. What were you saying, Nicole Marie?
I said a walk and a piece of fruit.
Walk and a piece
oh,
of
yeah.
fruit.
Oh yeah. Got to have those two things.
Now see, those things are great. For me, but they won't do the trick at all. I'll still be like, where's my coffee? I got to have, and by the time I walk the dog, I still have to have another full cup of coffee. So I got to go out and get a brewed coffee. Because, see, to me, there's no real comparison to that. No matter how many instants I drink, it's nothing like a fresh brewed cup. So now, okay, Michael Hopkins, what a great coffee story. That doesn't even include coffee.
I wish I could, and I know when I was in the military, we would do a lot of that stuff. But I just got to a point that this is it's relaxing to me to get out and walk for about, maybe 15 minutes to a half an hour.
Wow.
It's just so relaxing, especially early in the morning, and there's nobody outside, basically. The most excitement I have is I might see a dog or two or a cat.
Yeah.
And we got plenty of them in the neighborhood. I mean, I think they got, like, condos or something around here, or they got 3 or 4-bedroom houses because in our neighborhood, that's all you see is a bunch of cats.
Well, listen, the cats are having their coffee, too. So that's what
this
they're doing. And they have their morning routine. Nicole Marie, we've got to turn to you. What have you been hearing and what are your thoughts on what you've heard and what's your routine?
Well, like Michael, and hold on to your seat, Carrie, I am not a coffee drinker myself.
Oh, I'm
so
outnumbered here,
it's,
folks. I am
so
outnumbered.
Yes. So it's interesting to hear your coffee story and how you say, you know, I have to have my coffee and then I get a second cup and so forth because I'm not a coffee drinker. My husband is not a coffee drinker.
What?
We do have it in
I'm not coming to visit. I scratch you guys off my visitation list.
Now, we do have it in the house for when people come to visit and people that are coffee drinkers. We do have a coffee pot. And like I said, we do have coffee in the cabinet, but we do not drink
it. Okay, I'll still visit. Okay, you've redeemed yourself. So
what
is the coffee routine? Yeah, what do you do in the morning?
For myself, I drink tea or I drink hot chocolate.
Now, what kind of tea is it? Yeah, is it
the tea, I either
Lipton?
Drink. Well, I have a particular brand that I like.
It's a lemon ginger tea, and the brand is Bigelow. I really like that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I
Bigelow,
also,
yeah. They used to have commercials
like,
on. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I also drink black tea as well. So there's not just one tea I have to have all the time. I have several that I like. Also drink chamomile tea. It just depends on the mood I'm in and what I want for that particular day.
That would just put me right back to sleep.
Really? It's relaxing for me and soothing for me. And
oh,
like I said, if
no.
I don't drink tea, then I drink hot chocolate.
Well, I can dig it with the hot chocolate, but I can't do the hot chocolate first thing in the morning. That's more like in the afternoon or evening. But especially here in New York City when it's freezing cold, I love hot chocolate. But not as my first beverage of the morning. I'm just blown away. Like, I could never drink a relaxing tea to wake up. It's just not going to do it for me. And I'm not a taste. I'm not a tea drinker per se. I will keep tea bags here, like you said, for guests and stuff like that. But what's really funny is that I bought some, well, actually somebody gave me boxes of tea. Those teas set up in my cabinet for eons, decades, the same boxes of tea were up in the cabinet. And the only tea that I kind of like, and this is really good, true, in the winter is Tetley tea. So I've heard of Bigelow. They have commercials on for Bigelow tea even now. Bigelow is big. There you go. I see the commercials. They have the baseball guy that was on doing the Bigelow commercials. See, I know your tea, even though I don't drink it. I love Tetley's. I'm not a big fan. I could drink Lipton tea, but I prefer Tetley if I'm going to drink tea. I don't mind once in a while in the evening and it's freezing cold and put some fresh lemon in there. I'm in heaven
with that. Yes.
But
I like
not
Lipton
as my
as well.
Wake-up drink. Yeah. Well, Lipton, I could drink Lipton, but there's a difference to me between Lipton and Tetley. Lipton, I love Lipton, but to me, some of the bags taste like, sweeter. They just have different, you can get, a mixed bag of flavor. Where Tetley seems to be like almost a Swedish kind of tea, almost like they've added something. I love the taste of Tetley. And so I'll drink that on occasion. But again, not my morning routine. Not my morning routine. But that's interesting that you are not really and neither of you really do that. That is just, wow. I'm blown away.
And I don't just have to do it, in the morning. Sometimes I drink it all throughout the day.
Wow. That's why you're so calm. See, I am, and now you see where I get all that energy from on the show.
Well, Carrie, look, I have three kids that I'm running here and there, hey, I have to stay calm. I have to,
relax. So
I drink my tea and cool out.
Wow, because I'd be going crazy with three kids and full of caffeine. Get over there. You sit down here. Wow. Well, listen, we'd love to hear from all of you guys. Today it was all about our early morning routines. The first beverage of the day. And you can hashtag that at hairradio.com. Let us know what you think. For the members, we'd love to know your thoughts. And hopefully we'll get a chance to get you guys on to share your routine, your first beverage of the day with Hair Radio. So listen, great job, guys. I'm impressed.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882.
Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better, that's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins because your wins.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right. We are coming live to you right now and so excited to bring to the line the man behind Vet Talk Radio Show. You heard it. We're talking about from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, the one and only Michael Hopkins. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning, Carrie Hines, from beautiful downtown Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, Virginia, yes. And also, want to take a moment, you know, as we do every Tuesday morning right here on your show, and that is to welcome the amazing fans of this very broadcast. We're talking about the veterans that we salute and thank them for their service. All right, and their families, by the way. Want to make sure. Michael, good morning. Now, what do you have on tap for everybody today? You're always bringing it with the claims talk, and I suspect today will be no exception. So what's the topic at hand?
Oh, yes. Now, today, Carrie Hines, we're going to be talking about the five ways to establish service connections.
Let's just make sure that's clear. Service connections. Okay. That sounds very interesting. You've got me intrigued. Take it away.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Carrie, first of all, let's talk about what is a service connection. And this is kind of the glue that puts all this together.
Okay.
A service connection, when you're filing for compensation, there are three elements that you must have in order to get your compensation. And if you don't have these three elements, unfortunately, you might not, as a veteran, get compensated for an injury or illness that happened to you while you were in the service of this great country. Now, there are three elements that you have to have. The first one is a current disability. In other words, whatever happened to you when you were in the service, you still have that issue right now. So it has to be a current disability. You could be going to the VA hospital. You could be going to your private doctor. It could be a combination of the above. But you have to have a current disability. You know, a good example is you hurt your knee while you were on active duty. You did something to your knee. Your knee really had never been the same after your incident. You got out the military, but you still have that issue with your knee. You still have arthritis. Oh, it could have been any number of things. That's what they mean by having a current disability.
Okay. That makes sense.
The number two thing has to be an in-service incident. And pretty much, as I said previously, you hurt your knee. You out playing basketball with your friends. Even though you were off duty as far as the duty day and doing whatever it is you do in the military, still an active duty service member. So anything that happened to you, it was on active duty. You playing basketball, you got tripped, all of a sudden you hurt your knee, you had to go to sick call. Or what you would call as civilians, you would call it going to the emergency room. You got seen, it's documented now in your medical records. That's the second step.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I can follow so far.
Most definitely. Now, here's the third one, and sometimes this third one can be a little tricky, Carrie. It really can. It's called a nexus or a link between the first two things we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And normally with
in-service incident.
Yeah, the first thing with the current disability, the second thing with the in-service event. The third thing, the nexus, as I said, can be a little tricky. It's a link between both of those. In other words, there has to be some type of medical opinion that shows that what happened to you in service that's currently wrong with you now, injury or illness, and it's in a medical opinion. A doctor, for instance, you went to a doctor that you always go to. Now that you're off of active duty, same doctor, this doctor looks at your knee, looks at your medical records, and the doctor comes to the conclusion that this happened to you while you were on active duty, in the active duty military. But he puts it in writing. Normally, it would say something to the effect of, it is as least as likely, as L-E-S-T, or it is as likely, A-S, likely, that this happened. Normally, those are the two words that the VA, the claim section, must see in that nexus letter. That confirms what happened to you, and then they will react as far as sending you to examinations and so forth. But those are the three things that a veteran should have if they're going to file a claim.
Okay. Well, I can follow that. Michael, what's next?
Okay. Now, Kerry, the fifth, and it's five of them, the fifth thing is actually called a VA Title 38 USC, and that's United States Code 1151 claim. I know that's a big title, bunch of words, but this is what it comes down to. If a veteran suffered an added disability or an existing injury or illness, or if it got worse and that veteran was getting medical care, or if they were on active duty and they were getting medical care from a VA facility, i.e. a hospital, and what happened to them got worse. Now we have a problem, don't we?
We do.
We have a problem because you were in the care of a VA facility or an active duty military facility, and through negligence, through inexperience, any number of things, something else happened to you. Now, we definitely have a problem. You got worse. Good example, you went in for an illness. You were getting treated for that illness. Somehow,
somebody in the medical field working there gave you the wrong dosage. So now all of a sudden you have a second medical problem. Well, big problem. Or you were a veteran and you're in some type of rehabilitation program where you were going to school, you were doing some type of rehabilitation to help you either get a job, keep a job, find a job. You got hurt while at a facility that the VA sent you to. That also falls under this type of claim. The only thing about this, Carrie Hines, with this type of claim, when a veteran goes to file it, or an active duty person, or if the veteran passes away and their family, it's the medical evidence. That is the hardest thing for the veteran to show. You know, the doctor's opinions and all that. You're dealing with the government. And by you dealing with the government, especially with this type of thing where you're going to get compensated for it, they're not just going to
So you got to really show tangible, pretty much.
You pretty much have to be really tight with the medical evidence. That is, and sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard to be tight with the medical evidence because you got to get people.
Tight, I know we are tight. What's your countdown today?
Oh yeah. Yes, we are.
Four.
Right. So let me just jump on into it. Let's go to number four. Number four is aggravation of a condition. In this type of service-connected claim, basically, the veteran came into the military service with some type of injury or illness, and it's documented. You see, Carrie, that is the key to this type of service connection. It has to be documented.
Yes.
If it's not documented, it's going to be very hard for a veteran corroborate what happened to them. And this usually comes about with a pre-existing condition. That's what it usually comes about. For example, you join the military, you go in, and in your chart, when you go in, your medical chart, it clearly says you have flat feet or you have some kind of issues with your feet. Well, the military lets you in on, usually we call it a waiver. They let you in, and you're in the military now. You go to basic training, you go to your duty station and all that. And along the way, Carrie, what happens, you got flat feet. So guess what's going to happen? You're going to have issues with your feet. You're wearing the heavy combat boots. You're doing all kinds of things. So normally what's going to happen? You're going to go on sick call or you know, as I told you, like with civilians, you call it the emergency room.
Right,
You're going to go on sick call. Now you're getting documented with having issues with your feet.
Okay, that is
a pre-existing condition. That's what that really is. It's a pre-existing condition. So that's where the aggravation comes. In other words, your foot problem got worse. That's exactly what happened. And that's another one. A lot of time, unfortunately, a lot of veterans don't realize that this is something they can file for. This is a simple one to file for. As long as it's documented that before you came to the military, you had an issue and they let you in anyway, and it's documented, you can actually file for it if it got worse.
Wow. So that's actually something to really bear in mind. But I love that key word, documentation, seems to be the word of the day. Michael, what's next on your list?
Now, next on the list, Carrie, we have secondary service connection. And we've talked about this. Secondary, right. Now, in this type of connection, the veteran already has things that are already rated. In other words, the veteran is already getting compensated for things that happened to him or her during their tour of duty and when they were in the service. It's documented. They medical records, et cetera. They filed for a claim. They won the claim. Unfortunately, sometimes what happens, Kerry Hines, that thing, injury, illness that they're getting paid for, it develops a new injury or illness. That's what they mean by secondary. It's secondary to that primary injury, illness that happened to them from active duty service. And the VA understands this, Carrie. And what they do is you're entitled to get compensated for that because it's still part of what happened on their watch, in other words. Still part of it.
I understand. Wow.
So
these
and,
sound very beneficial. I have to say, of your countdowns, this is one that I can kind of understand. I mean, at least it's kind of logical in your explanation. I really appreciate it. Okay.
Oh, yes. And this is another one, Carrie, that a lot of veterans don't know about. They don't know about secondaries. They go after the primary things, what happened to them on an active military. But a lot of times they don't know. And the good thing about secondaries, you know the good thing about secondaries, Carrie Hines? The secondaries are rated the same way as if you were in active military and you got hurt, had an injury or illness. The secondaries are rated the same way. Sometimes the secondary issue that you have can be a higher rating than the primary. It could actually be a higher rating. And I'll give you a perfect example. A neck injury. You hurt your neck, and you get a 30% rating, which is pretty high for a neck. It's usually 40 is the highest. You get 30% with cervical, we call it, a cervical injury. But guess what? If you have a cervical injury, you're going to have nerve damage going down your arms from your back of your neck all the way down. You're going to have nerve damage. There's the secondary. Once you get diagnosed, and once again, that's the key word, medical information. You have to have it medically diagnosed that now you have radiculopathy, as it's called, or nerve damage. And nerve damage can be very high ratings, just
like
headaches. A lot of veterans don't know. They can have a nerve damage. They can also have headaches because they have a cervical issue. And headaches can be rated very high. Sure can.
So these somewhat sound like things that we might overlook or the veterans, but let me just say the veterans might overlook, not realizing it. Yeah. So these are really great.
Exactly. Now, the next thing is called presumptives.
Okay.
And
presumptives.
And lately there's been a lot of buzz on the internet and a veterans group, presumptives. It's been a lot of buzz because of the president signing the bill that came across his desk, and it's the PACT Act and all that. But in essence, presumptives work like this type of service connection. The VA assumes that if a veteran was in a certain place at a certain time and they have this medical injury or illness, that it's because of where they were. After there's been tests have been done, many veterans have come back with the same illnesses or injuries,
And it has been determined that because of the place that a lot of the veterans were stationed at the time, it kind of perpetuated whatever it is. The latest buzz about this, Carrie, is the toxic exposures to the veterans that were in Southwest Asia. And what I mean by Southwest Asia, we're talking about Iraq, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia. You know, the list goes on. And those veterans were exposed to, and we've talked about this on the show, the burn pits. That was the toxins, the things they breathed in. And they were exposed to that, and those toxins have caused some other things to happen to the veterans. Sometimes in the past, a lot of people didn't know. There wasn't a lot of research on why a lot of these guys were getting sick. Now it's tons of research. Everybody understands why, and it has developed into many, many ratings for veterans now. There are many, many, many ratings. Another one
wow.
is Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Better
Amazing
known as
one.
Vietnam, Agent Orange and the herbicides. Now, they're amazing,
yeah.
aren't they?
They are.
And just,
wow.
just to review, Carrie, we were talking about number five. And number five was the VA 38 USC 1150 claims. Number four was aggravation.
Number three was
secondary, the secondary service connection. Number two,
presumptive. My favorite word.
Right. Presumptive. Yep.
And before you get to number one, Michael, why is this so important that the veterans be aware of how to establish these service connections? Why is it so important?
Well, you know, Carrie, the reason why it's so important for veterans to understand this and know this, because this is how the claims process works. And it's frustrating when you don't understand this, and a lot of veterans don't. And they keep getting turned down, and they don't understand why they keep getting denied things that they know that's wrong with them. They keep getting denied. And it's frustrating, and it just, you know, it's irritating, and you ask yourself why, and it's mentally, and but that's why. Once you
wow.
know this formula and you understand this formula as a veteran, winning claims, it won't be as hard. It's not frustrating. And a lot of times you'll discover that there were a lot of things you never filed for as a veteran because you did not know. And all of a sudden, it just opens up a whole new world for a lot of vets. I've had a lot of vets. When I've explained this to them, Carrie Hines, their eyes light up and they go, oh, my goodness. You mean to tell me I can? I didn't know that. And a lot of the stuff, Carrie, you know where it is?
Where?
It's right there in their medical records.
Right.
either them going to the VA hospital as a veteran or them going to their private doctor. They have everything there
wow.
in front of them, but they don't know. And it's just, it's
well,
such a good feeling.
That's where you come
yeah.
in, Michael Hopkins, and the Vet Talk Radio show. It really is.
Yes.
That's where VTR
yes, it is.
Makes an appearance to me, and it's most helpful. Well, I hate to say, but you guys, Michael, you're at number one. You're at
right.
number one.
Number
so
one.
Take it away, Michael Hopkins. Yeah.
The number one service connection is called direct service connection. And I can imagine, right, direct service connection. What do you think that means, Carrie Hines?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, well, hold it. Direct service connection. I have to say, I'm baffled. Is it a direct link to
something that was that's a service-connected illness, or what exactly?
You're absolutely. You're basically right. It happened to a service member when they were on active duty, direct service connection. Mm. It happened.
Wow.
You were on active duty. Like the scenario I gave where you're playing basketball is after duty, you're still in, and then boom, you hurt your knee.
Yeah.
That's direct service connection. It's in your service treatment records.
Wow.
And, yep, active duty.
So,
and a lot of times, as I said, you know, knee problems, back problems, neck problems, traumatic brain injury.
A lot of these ailments, again, are kind of somewhat, sometimes you might not realize, and we're taking them for granted, because all those places, you know, sometimes we might not be so sure how we got, you know, how it we arrived at these aches and pains, so to speak.
Right.
So,
right. A lot of times, Kerry, I've had a lot of guys, ex-military like me, and they're out, they've been out 30, 40, 50 years, and a lot of times we don't remember what happened to us back then when we were younger and we were active duty military. We just don't remember. When they get a hold of their service treatment records or medical records, as the civilians would call them, guess what they found out?
What?
These things happened to them. They found out, I've had people not remember that they had a shaving waiver.
Wow.
That they had issues with shaving. A lot of African-American males that were in the military, this is what they had. They had a shaving waiver. And, you know, and you're in the field, and that's what they had. But they forgot about it, the passage of time. And they forgot. And that is a direct service connection for
wow.
a claim.
You're number one.
And this is number one, direct service connection.
Service connection. Michael, I have to say, five ways to establish service connection connections. I think this is amazing. I think it really is. And I there's not a show or an episode of the Vet Talk Radio Show that I don't learn something. And if I'm learning something and I'm not a veteran, then you're doing this for the benefit of the veterans out there.
Oh, yeah.
And all the amazing fans of the show. So it's great job, Michael Hopkins. Outstanding work. As usual, you knock it out of the box. Now, I want to take a moment and remind, you got it, remind the fans that you can sign up, follow Michael to share and be part of the Vet Talk Radio Show community over at HAIRadio.com. That's our website, 24 hours a day. Michael and Vet Talk Radio Show folks are on the Hair Radio Network. So simply go to HAIRadio.com. Again, it's HAIRadio.com. Click on the forum tab, and that will take you to all of the different group pages, and you'll see Vet Talk Radio Show right there. Read about all the different articles that Michael puts up and so many different things that will benefit you guys. So, Michael, this is so great. I love the show today. This is awesome. And I'm excited about all that you'll be covering in other season two episodes of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Congratulations to you and to the folks at your amazing broadcast. Outstanding as always. What else do you have to say, Michael Hopkins? Do you want to give a shout out to, of course, our amazing veterans? Anybody else this morning on the broadcast?
One person I want to give a shout out to is the love of my life, my wife, Venna D. Hopkins. She is the love of my life.
Yes, and she listens to this show. Amazing. We got to get her on the show one of these days. We'll do that. All right, Michael Hopkins.
True.
Yes, well, listen, again, it is just awesome, as always, to be part of this whole operation for the Vet Talk Radio Show. We are honored that you are kicking off this brand new season of new episodes. So thank you, and thank everybody for being with us, as always. And Michael Hopkins, Before we go to our outro for the Vet Talk Radio Show, I wanted to also mention that while they are there at that HAIRadio.com page, you can visit the store. There is an actual gift shop tab right there where you can pick up your I Love the Vet Talk Radio Show mug and the I Love the Vet Talk Radio Show t-shirts and so much more, and bags and everything else right there. So I know you've got some, and just amazing. Michael, it's that time. So what's your famous tagline, sir, as we go to our outro?
Carrie Hines, it's all about the vets.
All right. We'll see you back here. Thank you, Michael. Great job. We'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.